Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. I'm going to talk about something that's really, really, really got me going years ago. I first got born again and got in a local church and finally decided I'm going to go to Bible school and become a minister. I kept hearing all kinds of things, you know, about righteousness and peace and joy and the love of God. But I kept hearing about faith, all kinds of things, sermons about faith. And I thought, man, it must be important. So I thought that I might want to do a little study on this. So I started reading about it, and I got me a notebook, and I started just finding all the scriptures. And I had a concordance. Believe it or not, this was before computers. You know, I didn't have a laptop or an iPhone. I just had a book. And so I'm beginning, I start looking up scriptures about faith, you know, what it was, what it did, who had it, who didn't have it, what it does for you. And so this is from that original list. This is what I found when I started looking. So I'm just going to read these to you. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Then Jesus said, I mean, this is the Son of God now. Then Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. So the Son of God said about his Father, you need to have faith in my Father. You need to have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, ooh, have mercy, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you received it, it will be yours. I thought, well, it'd be the God's lied or he told the truth. If he told the truth, that's one powerful scripture. And so I found others. Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. Faith comes from where? The Word of God. Where do you get faith? The Word of God. It said to have faith in God. Well, I got to get my Bible open if I'm supposed to have faith in God, and it's kind of a command. Where do you get that faith? I get it from the Word of God. Romans 10, verse 6. But faith's way of getting right with God says, don't say in your heart, who will go up to heaven to bring Christ down to earth. And don't say, who will go down to the place of the dead to bring Christ back. In fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. That is the message of faith about what we preach. Paul said, you know what the message is? It's what we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and you believe in his heart that God raised from the dead, you'll be saved. Well, I know I got saved by faith, but what is it? Well, faith speaks. It says something. I like this, Hebrews 11:1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. What are you believing for? Well, I'm believing God for a long life. How do you know you're going to have it? Well, I've asked God. He's promised me a long life. A long life will I satisfy. So I believe he told the truth. He said it. I'm going to believe it. That's how it works. God said it. I'm going to believe it. I like this. 2 Corinthians 4:13. But we continue to preach, Paul said, because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believed in God, so I spoke. I believed it, so I said it. Ooh, that's really good. Hebrews 11:6. It is impossible to please God without faith. Well, guys, I want to please God. Let me tell you something. The creator of the universe, I want to keep him happy. How do I do that? He says, well, I need faith. I need faith. Anyone who wants to come to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him openly. God gets thrilled when I seek him. He likes it. He likes people. It's like a kid that's asking you all the time for something. It's like, I remember one time one of my kids said, well, you never gave me anything. I said, you didn't ask for anything. Well, you gave them everything. Well, they asked for everything. You know, I, as a parent, it was sort of a revelation. Who got the most? The one that asked for it. Even God's sort of the same way. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. Who's my great enemy? My mother-in-law, my boss? No, the devil is my great enemy. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for somebody to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. How do I whip the devil? Be strong in my faith. Stand firm. Be strong in my faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same thing you are. Stand strong in your faith. James 1:3. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. I said, well, if you've got faith, it's going to be tested. Every man and woman of God from Genesis to Revelation who had faith, they got tested. You're going to be. God doesn't tempt, but he does test. Now, the Bible talks a lot about all kinds of faith, great faith, little faith, weak faith, no faith. So I love this. I went through this one time, found the scriptures on little faith, you know, because this isn't a good thing to have, little faith. Matthew 6:30. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Jesus is talking to his staff. Why do you have so little faith? And he's even sort of confused about it. Then Matthew 8:26, Jesus responded, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves. Suddenly there was a great calm. He said, man, they thought they're going to drown. He said, no, you're not going to drown. I'm here. That can't happen while I'm here. And so Matthew 13:58, and so he did only a few miracles because of their unbelief. Jesus went to his hometown and said he could do no mighty works. One translation says he could do no mighty works because of their unbelief, because of their lack of faith. I said, we know this guy. We know his dad. You know, they own the carpenter shop. Man, this is Jesus, you know. He owns the local Home Depot. He's nobody. And so they didn't believe him. He could do no mighty works because of their unbelief. Matthew 17:20. Jesus said, you don't have enough faith, he told them. I tell you the truth. If you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say this mountain, move here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible to you with any kind of faith. Because, well, it's a great faith. Look, if you just have faith, period, something's going to happen. I like this. 1 Thessalonians 3:5. 1 Thessalonians 3:5. This is why, when I can bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. This is Paul writing from the church at Thessalonica. When I heard about the stuff going on, I said, man, I can't believe this. So I sent Timothy to find out, is your faith still strong? I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that our work had been useless because they'd been preaching the gospel. What happened to your faith? You believe when I was there? What happened to it? Did you stop believing? Well, why did you stop believing? I like this. 1 Thessalonians 3:10. Night and day we pray earnestly, asking God to let us see you again to fill the gaps in your faith. Listen, guys, you've been believing, but evidently you've got some holes somewhere. We need to come back and preach again so we can fill up the holes in your faith and tell you what the Word of God says. It's just the Word of God. 1 Timothy 4:1. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. It says the last days of this planet, people will actually be believing stuff that comes from demons. Demons, not God. I don't want to believe a demon. I want to believe God. Well, God gave his word and sent a Bible. You can just get your copy and read it and carry it with you. You can go get one. There's some groups that will just give it to you for free. I like this. 1 Timothy 5:8. But those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers. He said, you got unbelievers, you got believers. There's some people worse than an unbeliever. What is it? They don't believe anything. They have absolutely no faith. Some people call it wandered from the faith. 1 Timothy 6:21, some people have wandered from the faith following such foolishness. You know, when you're in the faith, you got to stay there. How do you do that? Faith comes by hearing him by the word of God. I tell people every day, read your Bible a little bit. Just 60 seconds will do wonders for you. Read a proverb. Read a psalm. Just read one proverb a day. You'll be holier than most people on this planet, man. Work on your faith. Work on your faith. 2 Timothy 2:18. Then they left the path of truth, claiming that the resurrection of the dead had already occurred. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith. So not only have they turned from the faith, they're turning others away from the faith. James 2:26. So as the body is dead without breath, so also is faith dead without works. Says it clearly, faith without works is dead. You know, if you're believing for something, what are you going to do? You got to get up and finally do something. Well, I'm believing God for something. What are you doing about it? Well, I'm waiting for God to show up. We're not waiting on nothing. Nobody's waiting on God. God's everywhere all the time. You got to act like God's already given the answer. What are you going to do? If you already have, what would you be doing right now? Would you be thanking God? Would you be cleaning something up? Get busy and do something. I like this. 1 Timothy 1:19. Cling to your faith in Christ. Keep your conscience clear. For some people have deliberately violated their conscience. As a result, their faith has been made shipwrecked. Some people have shipwrecked faith. I mean, is that just not scary? Shipwrecked faith. 2 Timothy 3:8. Those teachers who oppose the truth, just as Jannes and Jambres did, opposed Moses, they have depraved minds and a counterfeit faith. Then Jude 22. You must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. And guys, if you see people in your family don't have faith, help them out. Give them some faith. Tell them what the Word of God says. Share truth. Share the Word of God. Paul did it one time. He said, listen, I'm just going to share the Word of God. It's not my IQ. I'm just going to tell you what God's already said, what he's already done. That's when it starts happening. Now, here's some things about great faith. I love these. Matthew 8:10. Jesus heard this. Roman centurion came to him. He's got a sick relative. He comes to Jesus and Jesus, I got a sick relative. He said, well, I'll come to your house. He said, no, you don't need to come to my house. I'm a man of authority like you're a man of authority. I said to go and somebody goes and come, they come. And you too are a man of authority, Jesus. All I need you to do is speak the word of God and my servant will be healed. Jesus said, I have never seen faith like this in all of Israel. The Son of God said the greatest faith he ever saw was from a Roman centurion. He understands how faith works. He understands that somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to say what God says. And so he knows how it works. Acts 11:24. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and strong in faith. And many people were brought to the Lord. Romans 4:20. Abraham never wavered believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger. And in this, he brought glory to God. Whose faith grew stronger? Abraham. Well, that's an old covenant guy. Yet he had faith and it grew stronger every day. Well, if his faith grew stronger, I need to make sure my faith's growing stronger. 2 Corinthians 10:15. Nor do we boast or claim credit for the work somebody else has done. Instead, we hope that your faith will grow so that the boundaries of our work among you will be extended. We're praying that your faith will grow. We're not showing off. We just want the work to be done, whoever's doing it. I like this, Ephesians 1:15. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for the people. Paul said, man, I heard about you guys over in Ephesus. Man, you got strong faith. I'm going to pray that your faith will keep growing. Colossians 2:5. For though I'm far away from you, my heart is always with you. I rejoice in that you are living as you should and that your faith in Christ is strong. What are they looking for, the apostles? Strong faith. Why? Without faith, you don't please God. Without faith, you don't whip the devil. What are the apostles wanting? Trying to sow seed, teach people about faith so their faith will grow and that they're strong in faith. I like this, Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong. What? Your faith will grow strong. I want my faith to grow strong. I want my wife's faith to grow strong. I want my children's faith to grow strong. I want my staff's faith to grow strong. What do you want? I want your faith to grow strong because without faith, you can't please God. You don't get anything done. It's not an IQ. It's just about faith. 1 Thessalonians 3:7, Paul's bragging. He said, you have remained strong in your faith. Titus 1:13, he said, make these people strong in their faith. Hebrews 10:38, you need to live by faith. Hebrews 11:9, those people over there lived by faith. James 2:18, I will show you my faith by my good deeds. James 2:2, his actions made his faith complete. You know, he demonstrated by what he did. 1 John 2:13, I want you to be mature in faith. You are young in the faith because you have won your battle over the evil one. It's a wonder. I'm pointing you out, you guys that are young, but you're mature in faith. You might be young in age, but you're mature in faith. Jude 3, dear friends, I eagerly am planning to write to you about the very salvation we all share, but now I find that I must write to you about something else, urging you to defend the faith that God has entrusted us. We need to defend the faith. I'm telling you, God's a God of faith. Without faith, we don't please God. Without faith, you don't whip the devil. Faith is one of the most important things. If you'll just take your Bible and just start with Proverbs, I tell people, there's about faith in Proverbs. It's not just the New Testament. Just read through. If you read the word faith, highlight it, underline it, write it in a book. Start collecting scriptures about what God says about faith, because without faith, I can't please God. Guys, I want to please God, so I'm going to need some faith. And I realize my faith can get weak. Faith's like a muscle. You got weak faith, little faith, no faith, strong faith. Well, I want to have strong faith. Well, faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. I need to be feeding on the Word of God, not some stupid TV show. So build yourself up on your most holy faith, it said in Jude. Make it stronger, guys. Let's live for God. Amen. God bless. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.